14 minutes before 8 o'clock Pacific time here on CBC Radio 1. A Penticton woman thought she was helping feral horses. Instead, she ended up being investigated by police. Teresa Nolette admits she treated horses that belonged to members of the Penticton Indian Band. CBC reporter Brady Strachan has been looking into this story and is in our studio this morning. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, Chris.
These horses, how did they end up on Teresa Nolette's property in the first place?
Well, Chris, many people in the South Okanagan will know that these horses roam freely on the hillsides and grasslands. Now, some people call them wild horses. Some people call them feral horses. They're really neither, as many of them are accustomed to people and they're branded. Now, many of these horses are owned by members of the Penticton Indian Band, and they've roamed freely for decades. Teresa Nolette has horses herself, and she runs a horse rescue society. And she tells me these free-roaming horses have been coming into her yard for several years.
Sometimes there'd be as many as 20 horses in my yard. I did not chase them away. Some of our neighbors did. I would allow them just to take whatever time they needed to relax and munch on my grass. You know, they would just hang out here. Sometimes they would be here for almost an entire day. And I would go out and groom them. Sometimes they would have, like their manes and their tails would be just covered in burrs. So I would groom them out as much as I could. Not all of the horses were able to be touched, but I would say probably 60% of the herd was quite domesticated.
So, Brady, we heard her say that she groomed the horses as best she could. But she also provided medical treatment, though, I understand. What did she do?
Well, she gave them dewormer to some of the tamer horses that she says were thin. And she also treated several of the horses for cuts and gashes.
Oh, God, some of them are horrible. One time a horse came into the yard and she had a huge cut just over her eye. It was probably about 3 inches long and quite deep. There was a young mare that had huge gash on her hindquarters. Foot injuries, you could see sometimes where you think probably they got tangled up in barbed wire. General leg injuries, I think probably maybe from stepping in a hole, they would be limping very badly.
Now, Chris Nolette says she treated the cuts and wounds with standard horse medicines, ointments and antiseptics. She also treated a stallion that she says was very lame. And Nolette says it was in a lot of pain. So she gave that horse a painkiller called phenylbutazone, more commonly referred to as bute in the horse community. But this is a drug reserved for horses not intended to be slaughtered for human consumption.
Okay, where does that come into this story?
Well, Chris, last fall, these horses were rounded up by their owner, and Nolette says she learned that some of the animals were destined for the slaughterhouse. And she says she tried to buy a few of the ones that she'd become attached to, but that didn't work out. So last December, she contacted the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, or CFIA, and she told them about the drug she administered, especially the painkiller bute that she'd given to the stallion.
Now, her motivations in contacting the CFIA were what exactly?
I asked her that, and here's what she had to say.
To be perfectly honest, I am against horse slaughter. I think it's, number one, it's not safe for human consumption. As I said, by the CFIA regulations, if a horse receives bute even once in its lifetime, it should not ever be consumed by humans. I mean, this was a very emotional event for me in my life. I don't know if people understand what it's like to have animals that you, like I say, that you have known from the day of their birth, and then they're just taken away, and you try your best to say, let us purchase them, and that request is denied, and they're just gone.
So, Chris, she contacts the CFIA with this information. She gets an email back asking for more details. And then this month, an RCMP officer contacts Nolette.
Well, now why is the RCMP suddenly involved in this?
Well, I asked Penticton RCMP, and they wouldn't comment, saying they don't provide information on investigations unless they need the public's assistance or if criminal charges are being laid. I contacted the CFIA. They wouldn't agree to an interview, but in a written statement said it followed up after hearing from Nolette and, based on information it gathered, referred the file to the RCMP. So I asked for more clarity about what exactly the agency, what prompted them to get police involved, but they couldn't comment on the specifics. But Chris, according to Teresa Nolet, an RCMP officer told her the CFIA is concerned that she administered drugs to horses on purpose in order to taint the meat so that it's unusable, unsuitable for human consumption.
And what does Teresa Nolet say about that?
Well, she says that's not true.
That is so ridiculous. First of all, I do not search those horses out. They came into my yard on a regular basis. I mean, sometimes they came with horrendous injuries. Some of the things that I use to treat them with, you go to any feed store and those medications are there for people with livestock to use. The CFIA's job is to protect the food source. They should be more concerned about the fact that these horses were shipped to slaughter with no known health records. There is no control whatsoever in what these horses are eating. So the fact that I tried to offer them a little bit of humane treatment and some pain relief, everyone should be doing that. We have laws in Canada about cruelty to animals, and yet everyone turns a blind eye to these horses. I think it's horrific.
So, Brady, where does this leave the horses she treated?
Well, I was unable to get a hold of the Penticton Indian Band member who owns the horses. I did reach a counselor with the band who says that they're working on a community bylaw to deal with this issue of free-ranging horses. But, Chris, it's important to note here that the owner has every legal right to sell these horses for slaughter. And as for the stallion that Nolet indicated was given these painkillers, the CFIA says that animal has not been slaughtered and that the owner is aware that it cannot be.
And where does this then leave Teresa Nolet?
She's been trying to find out if the RCMP are still investigating her and if she'll face any consequences. The horses she treated have been moved out of her neighborhood, but there are still hundreds more roaming out in the wilds of the South Okanagan. And Nolet wishes the people who own them will put these horses up for public auction before they ship them off to a kill plant. Now, Chris, we'll continue to follow this and let you know if anything comes of this RCMP investigation.
Brady, thanks very much.
Thanks, Chris.